This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as he walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chandler, throw the mat. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Right in the butt.
Hour 3 on a Thursday afternoon on Danny and Dusty. We're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And it is Thursday. It is 2 o'clock-ish, which means time for us to make our picks, our Stone Cold Lead Pipe locks for the upcoming NFL week on the docket. Ooh, that's a good one. Last week, Dusty, you went...
2-2.
Rusty, you went?
I had my worst week of the season so far. I went 1-3.
1-3. I came out on top this weekend. All right. I went 3-1.
I got screwed by Russell Wilson and the Steelers. And for some reason, the Vikings couldn't muster more than 12 points against the Jaguars.
Yeah,
it's the Steelers.
I put my faith in the Falcons to beat the Saints by 3.5. So
yeah, it was a rough week.
All right. Well,
I got hit by the witching hour.
Hey, we're all still up. 21-17-2 for Russ, 26-14, and oh, no kissing cousins for Dusty. I'm at 24-15-1.
One.
We're all still above water.
Hey, yeah, no, we are all having a tremendous season.
No, I mean, you take this. I'm going to take my tremendous season, and the thing that has worked for me so well this season is taking the Commanders, who are a road dog against the Philadelphia Eagles +4 tonight. Look, the Eagles have kind of found it, and the Commanders are coming off the loss to the Steelers. A close competitive game taken apart by Mike Tomlin, who has a thing for putting it on rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, he does.
But...
Well, and all that was a, 2 minutes left? Russ Wilson to Mike... oh, crap. It's
Williams.
One of those generic... I was going to say Williams Evans, one of those generic last names.
Yes.
Thank you.
But
one exponentially better than the other.
Yes.
One bound for the Hall of Fame, one not, for sure. But yeah, if you're going to give me the 4 with the Commanders, it opened, I believe, at 3, and then I saw it at 3.5, and it was at 4 when we went and took a look. So if you're going to give me that whole other point...
Yeah.
Give me the Commanders +4 on the road.
Yeah, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose in this one, because I got Philly -4 hosting the Commanders. The Cowboys win 34-6 means absolutely nothing to me. The Cowboys suck. They are a joke. But the one thing that I got out of that, they got to preserve Saquon Barkley a little bit more, right? He didn't need to carry the load. He didn't need 20 carries. I think it was only 14 carries that he had against the Dallas Cowboys. Give me Philly to lean on the run game, keep the ball away from the quarterback, and win the damn football game by more than four. Give me Philly minus four.
All right. Well, we apparently have all three of us chosen this game for one of our picks. I'm on Danny's side on here. I'm still going to stick with, and I never thought I would say
this. How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly. How do you do that? Look, and I didn't think this coming into the season. I thought he was overrated. I didn't think he should have won the Heisman. I'm a Jaden Daniels fan. And
I like Jaden Daniels.
That dude knows how to get stuff done. Yeah, so I also am on the Washington plus four side. All road right. Dog.
You know what I'm going to do? Eagles. Most fierce eagle out there.
I love that one.
I love that that comes from a guy imitating what one of our, was it a fighter aircraft that crashed in his backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like one of our F-35s.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was a
great God, what a crazy day.
That was a great bit.
All right. My second pick. I don't like it because they're undefeated, but I'm going to take the Bills at home minus 2.5 against the Chiefs.
Yep.
I feel like this is the time though. I feel it in the cockles of my heart.
Well, I'm gonna go right there with you. I'm taking the Bills minus 2.5 against the Chiefs as well. They've been flirting disaster. This doesn't feel like a game where, you know, Buffalo runs away with it because, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
But in Buffalo.
Under three.
Not a playoff game. This feels like a field goal to win it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to go Buffalo.
Yeah, I couldn't stomach doing that game. So otherwise, my next pick.
I mean, despite the fact the Chiefs are getting healthier, Isaiah Pacheco coming back, it's like.
We do have some breaking news. Harrison Butker is out.
That's a shame.
He is having surgery on his meniscus.
Oh.
Yeah, that literally just came down a few minutes ago.
I don't know. Did that Bible hit his knee?
So they're gonna trim his flap on his meniscus.
Whoa.
Flap trim.
Whoa. Did they say that it was a flap? No. It's not a flap on the meniscus.
Yeah.
Well, so the Chiefs, not only they're getting Pacheco back, but they've opened the window on Charles Omenihu too.
Well, they opened the window on both those guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And they're both expected to practice, and anywho. I'm staying away from that game, however.
No,
it's many you.
Gotta hit you. I thought it. I just didn't say it, and I'm so glad you did.
Gotta hit you. Anyway, many you. I'm staying away from that game. This one, the Rams are intriguing to me. Some weeks they look like world beaters, and some weeks they look like the Carolina Panthers. But they are at New England, and they're 4.5-point favorites. Yes, I'm Rams minus 4.5 at the Patriots. Sorry, dude.
I get it. My stupid pick.
Have you seen Drake May?
Yeah.
Have you seen Drake May?
In the arms of an angel.
Move over, Brady.
Yeah, there it is. My stupid pick of the week.
Move over, Steve Grogan.
I'm going to take the fired offensive coordinator bump.
Move over, Tony Eason.
I'm going to take the Bears, who have not scored a touchdown in now 23 drives, plus 5.5 against the Packers.
Good luck with that.
I know how dumb of a pick this is, but at some
I've never
point
heard
in time,
I've never heard of the fired OC bump.
And it's a coach has been fired. A coach. A coach has been fired.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's going to go one of two ways. They are going to cover this, and you're going to go, yeah, there it is, okay. Or they are going to go so sideways and so far into the tank that it's a disaster. I think this is that pivot point for that team this year.
I just didn't feel comfortable with that game at all because of the fact that firing Shane Waldron, good, step
necessary.
Up. Your replacement was the offensive coordinator for the Panthers last year.
The passing game coordinator, of whom the biggest issue is your passing game.
Yeah, that seems like a problem. But I just couldn't get a feel one way or the other for that one, so I'm staying away from it. My turd game is the Chargers minus 1.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Obviously means a lot for Cincinnati in this one. They are in a must win, but you do get the Chargers, get them at home. They've been playing really good football lately. They've won three in a row. They've won them all running away right now. Justin Herbert looks comfortable. This is one of the best defenses in the NFL. They've only allowed 118 points on the season, the Chargers have. I think it's going to be a close game, but 1.5? Yeah, I'm going to take the team I think is going to win, and that's the Chargers.
My next one, I'm going to old Nashville. The Vikings kind of screwed me last week. I had them, what was it, -7 against the Jaguars, and somehow they only managed to put up 12 points on the road, four field goals.
Sam Darnold not playing well.
Yeah, did not play well. But you know what? I'm going to wager on them getting it back a little bit better, at least. They are a six-point favorite at the Tennessee Titans and the Will Levis Mayonnaise Cup. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Minnesota Titans, -6.
All right.
I like it. My final pick, I'm going for, there's a little bit of a trend here. The new quarterback, who's the old quarterback, who's back to the new quarterback again. Give me the bump from the Colts, +4 against a broken Jets team. And that is a road dog.
Is that you next?
I don't trust Anthony Richardson.
Okay, I don't either, but no. The Jets are so broken. I thought they might get a little bit of a bump.
My final pick, I am going to go with the Falcons at the Broncos, -44.
Yeah, I was looking for a game here that fit that, and that if you had given me 43.5,
yeah.
I know how stupid it says to say that half point.
Yeah.
But if you had given me the half point
there, that is a big difference.
Well, no, just to give me one more out. Just to give me one more out in that game, I probably would have gone that path.
Yeah.
But the whole number was like,
No, I'll take the under on this. I mean, they're saying this is going to be like a 24-20 game.
That's 44 right there.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a 21-13 type game. Like, this has all the makings of it. It's out. You have a dome team going outdoors 2 mile high.
Against a good defense.
And it's not going to be like cold. It's going to be like 51 and sunny, right? Give me this to be a low-scoring game.
Do you think it's the kind of game where maybe a wide receiver will have some sun in his eyes?
Through the window at the end of the stadium?
No, that'd be a problem if it was the Cowboys. It'd be a problem if it was the Cowboys. But not with the Falcons or the Buccaneers or the Broncos.
Well, look, they all play in the same stadium, right? These players know what that window is.
Yeah, home field advantage.
Yeah, right? All right, so for my last pick, I'm going to go where I always go with my last one, picking the Jacksonville Jaguars game. They are at Detroit, the Lions.
That line.
Yeah.
That line.
Right? Yeah. I got it at +14. And as much as I absolutely do not trust the Jacksonville Jaguars at all.
That's the biggest NFL line I've seen this season.
I know.
Is it the biggest line?
Somehow they got a Mac Jones spike.
I talked to the odds makers in Vegas.
First year, we took it to the limit.
They're taking this thing to the limit right now. You know?
Yeah. So
14 in the NFL is so insane.
Last week, they got that Mac Jones spike. They kept they were 7-point home dogs to the Vikings, and they covered the spread. They lost 12-7.
The over-under is 46.5.
Yeah.
So they're looking at this game being 32-14.
God.
So, anywho, and I guess now as I look at all of my picks, I'm taking each one of mine as a road team, but I'm picking Jacksonville to cover 14 points.
Look,
32 to 14.
Look, it's such a huge line. I get it. Like, that just doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
Teams do not cover spreads this big. Not in the NFL.
No.
Although I will say, you talked S to me a few times where I took like 9-10 point spreads.
Yeah, they ended up getting covered.
And they did get covered.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this time you are correct.
Yeah.
And I am not.
You are correct. So.
All right, there you go, folks. Our Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks every Thursday afternoon at 2:00-ish. We get through at least four for each of us.
Yeah, we do. That's what we do.
Come up next. We're going to go back, talk a little bit about the Portland Trail Blazers. They winning too much? Oh, no. Freak out. Now, they've got a lot coming up in this schedule.
Straight, too much.
I know, right? But they've got a schedule coming up that's going to be, it's going to present a lot of challenges, and we'll kind of frame where the team is at, the organization is at within the rebuild cycle this season. Danny and Dusty, Danny and the fam.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers win back-to-back games over the Minnesota Timberwolves, the same team that beat them by 25 just five days ago.
Bad boys.
And they look competent doing it. And they did it with in multiple ways. You had multiple efforts from multiple players in the NBA Cup game. Robert Williams III, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 assists, 3 steals, just everywhere.
Sweet.
9 of 10 from the field. Denny Avdija contributes all over the floor. Points, rebounds, assists. You just found ways from everyone to just kind of show out.
Yeah, and look, Denny, over the last couple of games, has looked far more comfortable in his skin with the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
And look, output be damned. It's like the comfort level, the flow and rhythm that he plays with. He looks like it's starting to click with him and finding the pieces that are around him. Because last night was not a great shooting night for him, but he was still productive. The team was productive. And we saw kind of that, and you said this, he's not like one of those high gravity players where he's like a natural creator in the sense of what we think of NBA creators are, but he's a jump starter, if that makes sense, getting guys open and getting you into better looks. That's what we saw last night. He was 1 for 5 from the field. It wasn't like he was knocking down shots, but he was impactful when he was on the floor.
Yeah, he only had 1 assist. He had 6 rebounds, and it was just like there was just like a lot of hockey assist plays and a lot of like drive and kick. And even if it didn't lead to a direct look, it led to the next pass that led to a look. Or like it was just, and that's the same thing like Rob Williams does, where it's understanding space and negative space, how to create mismatch. And the thing that Chauncey Billups uses, I want to use his vernacular here because I think it makes sense for kind of how they go about what they're trying to do, which is get you in the chase.
Yeah.
And then by that, I mean, create an advantage where you beat somebody and it puts a defense in rotation. I got to find the actual study on it or the math behind it. But when you put a team in rotation defensively, the math behind it, like if you put a team in rotation, you make them make 2 rotations, the shot quality level that it gets to is astronomical.
You know, and one thing with him too, it was noticeable last night and it was noticeable the night before because guys around him are making shots too. And that's the key to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a rudderless ship when you have a guy like that who's kind of the jump starter. If
firing the ball and it's just brick after brick after brick.
Yeah.
And it's 4 of 42, man. There's nothing that looks pretty.
But at the same time, Minnesota can hit the broadside of a barn, which really helped Portland out.
Yeah, no, it did. And you shouldn't and you don't need to apologize for that.
No.
Because that's how this stuff goes. And, you know, like I said, the Trailblazers team that lost to Memphis, they were 4 of 42 from 3. And Memphis isn't like, well, you know, they were god awful. It's like, no, they took advantage of it.
Yeah,
they looked good.
Can you pull up, because I know you have the access to these, what the plus minus was for Denny and Shaden when they were on the floor together last night?
Just last night?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Because that was Shaden Sharp playing the way that he did and having dunks like he did.
No step back jumper, short follow! Oh! Shaden Sharp, go! Brother! Unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
It looked like he was going to throw himself in the rim.
That dunk and Casey and Casey Lamar
has
Hurd
one
on
of
the,
those great, like, excitable call voices.
He was on another level. Donovan Klingon was on another level last night. Tumani Kamara, just steady as she goes. I love watching him play. They've played really well the last couple of nights. Mm-hmm. This as a team, they've played really good basketball on both ends of the floor. Minnesota not making wide open threes obviously helped Portland last night. There were several opportunities where Minnesota could have capitalized. We talked about this earlier when we were talking about Shaedon Sharpe's electric game that he had. But the two turnovers late in the game that Minnesota got nothing out of, right? That's the struggle bus right there. And Minnesota's going through something, and the Blazers were put themselves in a place to capitalize on it. And I thought that early in the game, it could have gone downhill. It could have gone sideways on the Blazers because they gave up a 30-point quarter right out of the gate. Their response, though, was they only allowed 15 points in the second quarter. 15 in the second quarter. The Blazers were incapable of doing that for most of the season. They got it done last night. They've gotten it done two games in a row. These are the little things. I know that it frustrates people because it's like, you're not supposed to be winning games right now. Well, guess what? They won two. They're 5-8 on the year. The losses will be coming because the schedule gets a lot harder. Gets a lot more difficult. You got that? I have
the advanced one. I'm trying to pull up their actual raw plus minus. Sorry, it's their site's being.
Gosh, you get that dumb. That website is one heck of a deal. But Shaedon Sharpe last night, as well as he played, his plus minus was -4, -4 in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall the bench has been playing really well over the last two
games. That's what I'm saying. The way they've been playing, they're getting the contributions from everywhere. All right, let's see here. Their total plus minus is -1.5, so it's -3.
All season long?
No, just the last two games.
Just the last two games.
So they've actually been a negative.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. That Sharpe, though, -4 in the game overall last night.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he was more Denny looked more comfortable, and he looked more comfortable.
That part of that was they were down 10 in the first quarter. And I was saying, in both games, Sharpe came out slow. He came out just like without that punch, without that aggressiveness. And then when he did have it, it was very much on display.
Yep.
But this is the thing about this team. And I think as much as people like got up in arms about the Memphis game and how bad it was, and you can't have that, and Chauncey has to go, it's like, do you not see the other 11 games?
Yeah.
What has transpired? I've heard he doesn't develop anybody. What are you seeing right now?
Well, I don't think I think where that is people are fixated on
night to night.
No, Scoot Henderson.
No.
And he is not, but that's ignoring the fact of what Tumani Kamara has turned into, what we have seen in growth from Shaedon Sharpe.
Chris Murray
last night. Ryan Rupaire did not have a great night last night.
But, he throws him out there.
We have seen growth. Danilo Banton, for God's sake.
Oh,
sakes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Again, shout out to Kaylee, who came up with the DB Hooper nickname. Mark Mason, when Banton hit that bucket late in the game, just let out a DB Hooper, and it just went nuts. But that's the thing is,
does that mean we're hanging with Mr. Hooper?
Hey-oh. Well,
that's a pretty good one, too. But it's just, as fun as it is in the sense of having it be a different person kind of every night, you also that will run out. You have to have the same kind of guys you can fall back on, whether that's Ant, whether it's Shaedon, whether it's Denny, whether it's Jeremy, whether it's DA, over the course of 82. If you told me that Donovan Klingon comes out against the Hawks on Sunday and gets in immediate foul trouble, and it's like, oh, crap. Would I be surprised? No, because he's in game 12 of his NBA career. You know what I mean? And that's the things is that's why when you're talking about development and you're talking about young guys, you can't get caught up in game to game. But what the thing I think that you look at is for all of the people, and again, this is not me saying Chauncey's the best coach. if I ask you what the identity of this team is, do you understand it now? It's be big, be long, be athletic, be disruptive, be physical. And they have the guys to do it. Now, is the shooting going to go night in, night out? Yeah, it's going to be good some nights, and it's going to be atrocious on other nights.
And it's going to be streaky for like a week, where you're going to get hot for a week, and then it's going to go...
Well, you take a look in the NBA right now. Tyler Hero is shooting so far above expectation.
I believe, do you mean the Damian Lillard trade package?
Yes, that one. But like I want to say based on his shot quality, I think he's shooting 17% over expected value.
Dang.
If you look at the Trailblazers, they have numerous players on their roster that are shooting drastically below expected value. So you're going to see some normalization for some guys. You're also going to see some guys come down, and you're going to just kind of figure this stuff out game to game. But I was looking at, we talked about this on Rip City Wrap-Up last night. They play 13 games in 25 days.
Yeah.
Starting Sunday. After this 3-day rest period, which is why they're getting that 3-day rest period. Basically between now and the NBA Cup games, the second week of December, they're playing every other night.
And BT Dubs, they go on a rough road trip. Yeah. They go Oklahoma City, Houston, Memphis, Indiana. It's going to be okay.
It's tough.
It's going to be okay.
It's tough.
Embrace the good times because they're going to be few and far between.
Have some fun.
Can I just reiterate?
And if they're not few and far between, then we're pleasantly surprised.
I know we're up against it, but I still hate... I understand the whole in-season tournament thing, the NBA Cup and blah, blah, blah. It's just still weird to me that, hey, these Tuesday and Friday night games mean something for the Cup, but the other games throughout the week don't.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people like you, and I've heard some other people say that. I'm like,
soccer. Oh,
people like me?
No. Yeah. You people.
You people.
No, I heard David Jacoby say the same thing. He's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, they're adding this much more juice. The fact that you're talking about it worked. But that's it.
For me, the whole thing about
a
tournament is that it is scheduled play, and you play that tournament at one time.
Everywhere else in the world, this is entirely normal.
It doesn't mean they're right.
I'm just saying.
They're all in the metric system, too.
I know. I'm just saying. Everywhere else in the world, it's...
I still can't tell you what Celsius means.
The math on it, so dumb. I hate it.
Nate Bargatze as George Washington would be absolutely on the NBA beside Cup? Himself. No, he'd be like, this doesn't make sense to us. Yeah.
The rest of the world does it?
Nope.
We play these games on Tuesdays and Fridays. Those mean more to the tournament. The rest of the week, who cares?
Why Tuesday and Friday? Nobody knows.
Exactly. Nobody knows.
I like that.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows why the Washington Commanders are what they are right now, but they're playing one of maybe their biggest games of the season tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. What does tonight's game mean for them and the NFC East? Here coming up next. But first, here's a big kahuna with Sports Center Update. If you looked at the NFL schedule and you looked at Washington at Philadelphia as a Thursday night game on the 14th of November as a pivotal game, not only in the NFC East, but at the atop the NFC playoff picture, you're as crazy as me.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one because of the fact that Philly has just been chopping away 5 straight wins after an ugly start to the season down in Brazil. Everybody's like, what the hell's wrong with them? The infighting with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, and everybody's saying, gosh, does it really make sense what they're doing? They have figured it out against some bad football teams. And this is kind of like the story of the NFL season, right? The top of the NFL is feasting on the bottom. And that was no more apparent than the 34-6 beatdown that the Cowboys got at the hands of Philly last week. But you're seeing all of these teams just road grader right through the bad ones. But you catch momentum. And, you know, I don't care if the whole Commanders, all the teams they beat have losing records. Well, I mean, what teams have the Eagles beat that have been world beaters? Week one in Brazil when they beat the Packers, right? That was still didn't look good. Saquon Barkley ran all over the place, but Jalen Hurts is broken. They scored 34 points in that game.
Yeah.
Like they They scored 34 in that game.
They stunted on that Cowboys team and, purposefully.
Yes. And this is, I love these matchups because when you have two good teams that are also in division, it does mean more.
It does.
Like, Dallas is not good.
No.
We saw that. They are broken in so many ways right now. But I think we're going to get both teams' best shot tonight.
Brian Robinson's going to play for the Commanders. Sounds like they're mostly healthy. The interesting thing here is you talk about Saquon Barkley not having to be the horse last week and maybe saving a little bit. The one, I think, limit to this Commanders defense has been their rush defense. They've one of the worst rush defenses in the league. They actually have a pretty productive pass defense. They're disruptive. They're
no
good
doubt.
In coverage, but they can be run on. They're a little light in the junk of the trunk department.
There's nobody
in the middle of that defense that you're like,
coming off 49 carries in the previous two games, Saquon Barkley had 14. Against Dallas. Mm-hmm. He had 27 against Jacksonville, 22 against Cincinnati. They were up and they said, take to the stable because we're going to get you over the 1,000-yard mark against the Commanders next week. And this is going to be a run the ball, control the clock. And it's the first time these two teams have played, right? Now we're getting into some of the division matchups. I hate when they have both division games too early in the season. Like, we've got a bunch of matchups that are already done for the year. I love that. Especially in the NFC East, we get a lot of these, the back end of the schedule. Final three games for Philly is Washington, Dallas, Giants.
Yeah.
Love it.
No, they do it perfectly.
And here we are at what was this, week
11?
11 in the NFL?
It's 11 or 12.
First time that we are getting
this game.
Commanders Philly. Yeah. And it's going to be a slugfest. It should be a hell of a football game.
Unfortunately for the Commanders, the guy they just traded for, Marshawn Lattimore, still not going to go off the hammy.
So he has an actual hammy, and it's not the
oh, I needed to get traded.
I got a hammy till I get traded and I'm fine.
But Daron Payne is a guy that for this Commanders team that has been good this year, but he hasn't been the panacea to plugging the middle. Bobby Wagner apparently still has plenty in the tank. Is he still leading the NFL in tackles? Last I looked, he was right there.
He is
disgusting.
I don't
understand how he's doing it.
Remember, it was like 4 years ago. Seattle's like, wow, Bobby Wagner's at the end of his rope.
Oh, he's 13th now. He's falling off a cliff.
Yeah, 13th in the NFL in tackles.
My bad. Roquan had those back-to-back, like, 18 tackle
games. How old is Bobby Wagner? Is he
34?
Yeah, sounds about right.
34.
He's 34 years old.
Yeah. 34 years old, and he's, you know, top 15 in tackles in the entire NFL.
Unbelievable.
I think he might be there for solo tackles, too. Yeah, he's 17th in the NFL in solo tackles.
I'm interested to see Jaden Daniels, though, against this secondary of Philly, though, because Quinyon Mitchell, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Reed Blankenship, Darius Slay, and then Cooper DeJean, the white corner. Philly's got a good back end of their defense, man. And I'm excited to see how Jaden Daniels approaches this secondary. Because one thing that you can say about Jaden Daniels is that, man, win or lose, he has faced some really good defense. Back-to-back weeks, he's going to get Pittsburgh and Philly. And last week against the Steelers, they end up losing that football game. Daniels at times looked rattled, but he's still giving his team a puncher's chance. And if you are a fan of the Commanders, I think all of us are now Jaden Daniels fans. Like,
yeah,
I'm, like
100%.
I'm in on this kid. Like, he is fun to watch. Seems like a good dude. Seems like he grew up a whole hell of a lot from when he was at Arizona
State.
His mom did too.
She's a fully certified NFL agent.
Well, we don't know if she's maybe trying to get into Dan Quinn's meetings, like she was at Arizona State.
She's like, I'm an agent. Let me in the building.
That's
kind of funny.
Fully certified agent. Like,
yeah,
that gives a lot of credence to the reports that were coming out of Arizona State that she was demanding FaceTime with the coaches.
Well, I mean,
not on the phone.
Yeah.
Actual FaceTime.
Hey, she went and got it done, man.
Hey,
good for her. Do you find it crazy that he's only got two interceptions in the season?
No.
Two interceptions on 262 attempts.
Because
that's impressive.
He does a really good job going through his reads, and then his athleticism, tuck it, run it, live to play another day.
Yeah.
You know, he will turf it.
He's already got the, he's already got the counter in his head. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he'll turf it. He'll tuck it. He'll run. Really good feel for the game. It's crazy. Really good feel.
All right, coming up next, we'll put a nice little bow on today's show before we hand you off to Isaac and Sue here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
It's time for a Blazers report on The Fan. The inside story on the Portland Trail Blazers. Brought to you by Aztec Willie's Taqueria.
The Portland Trail Blazers win back-to-back games over the Minnesota Timberwolves, first in an NBA Cup and then a regular season showdown. They win it in two very different ways. In game one in the NBA Cup, hitting 18 threes, going from being having the worst shooting performance in the entire NBA this season, shooting 4 of 42 under 10% from three, to having the most efficient three-point shooting game in the NBA season this year, shooting over 56% from three on the 18 of 32 from the field. Last night, you get Shaedon Sharpe and Donovan Clingan both setting career highs across the board in a takedown of Minnesota Timberwolves. They now have 3 days off before resuming play against the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday afternoon before they will then go out on a brutal road trip to kick off the next part of the season. The Trailblazers report on The Fan is brought to you by Aztec Willie's Taqueria, the best place to go before and after games or any event. Check them out in the corner of Southeast 15th and Broadway or at AztecWillies.com. From the man who gave us I Want to Eat His Children.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mike Tyson back in the boxing world and on the microphones, and he has given us another gem.
With a child reporter. He is talking to a probably 11.
I wanted to let it play and then
no, you can't tell by her voice.
Oh, I know.
Just
I
know this is a child.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody,
true,
do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Yeah,
who
true.
The f*** cares?
Maybe Mike needs some of those edibles.
Who in their right mind thought it would be smart to put Mike Tyson with the kid interviewer, the kid reporter, to Mike Tyson?
Haven't you seen Mike, though? He's the more lovable, jovial type of Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike said, Iron Mike is back, and when he comes back, you better watch out. Yeah, this is exactly what we are talking about. Unbelievable. Mike Tyson, everybody. Mike Tyson. God bless his heart. Who effing cares to a kid?
Wonderful.
Makes me
right in the butt.
Makes me really want to take Tyson to win this fight.
That was a misfire.
Really makes me want to take Tyson
to
win this fight.
We get to watch it tomorrow.
Let's go. Actually, I'm not going to watch
That's all we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Hey. Enjoy, you and Big Will Betts, because I'll be on the way to Madison, Wisconsin. See everybody on Monday. Up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears is Primetime with Isaac and Souk right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.